Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me, Brother Bilal?
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, how are you?
Good evening, Brother. All right, how are you tonight?
Good. This is Brother Paul from Columbia, Maryland.
Yes, Brother Paul, I recognize your voice in that. I don't know, Brother Bilal don't have us connected yet.
Yeah.
To the main, you and I are connected, but I don't know, he hadn't got us connected to the main board where we can all be heard. How's things been going with you, Brother Paul?
I'm doing great, and yesterday I got an email from Mr. Fume's office, the new congressman for the 7th district, because a few months ago I tried to contact his office, they didn't call me back, and I called the Democratic Party, I told them I will be running for Congress to get to get something done because I'm ready to launch a project to rebuild Black in the 7th District of Maryland. And the director of the Democratic Party, Howard County, told me I have to talk to Mr. Fume before I do anything. I told him that I tried to contact his office. They didn't call me back. And he said, now I'm going to ask them to contact you. So they emailed me yesterday, and they said they will be contacting me by phone. So I'm waiting for them.
Okay.
And I'm working with someone. I'm going to see if I can promote one of my books, and because it's about part of American history. Like, I wrote a book about Savannah, Georgia. There is a monument for the Haitian soldiers. So I'm going to promote that book to see if I can have that monument to become a national memorial in Fontainebleau, Savannah, Georgia. And my second restaurant will be opening next week on July 6th in Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So I'm doing great.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful. That is so good. Your restaurant in Dominican? Oh, you know, you open to tourists?
Yeah, the first one.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. It's Brother Paul and I are on.
I heard you right from the beginning. I got you on the plane. So again, Brother Paul, welcome, Brother Paul.
Thank you. And like I said, I
am opening the mic for all of the callers as you call in, so you'll be able to participate jointly. So Brother Paul, continue, and the rest of you, we welcome your family. Go right ahead, Brother Paul.
Somebody's got some real big background noise.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. That could be me. Let me see. Does that help?
Yeah. So now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was
Brother Paul was here. Telling me about some of the things he'd been doing. You know, I told him I didn't know we were connected or not on, you know, with you.
Yes, I'm glad to hear Brother Paul, and I bring us up to date because there's some things I want to talk to you about specifically.
Okay.
But go ahead and bring us up to date. But you and I are talking at the, you know, but we need to talk. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and at 8 p.m., I think I will be speaking at the Northeast region. They sent me a link. I have to join, and I will be explaining what I'm doing. I think I got the email from Miss Queen Ella.
Yes.
Queen Ella, that's with Black Wall Street, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. At 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ah, yes. So, as I told you, I opened the first restaurant like in February in Dominican Republic. But when I went in April to inspect it, it's not in the tourist area. Now I'm opening the second one in a tourist area, in a plaza they call Sunset Plaza.
Okay.
And it's the tourist area. So.
Great.
We'll see.
Great.
And I'm trying to see if I can, the congressman for me, his office just contacted me yesterday, so I'm waiting for them to call me back to see if we can work something together so I can get land to launch my housing project.
Uh-huh. Is that Congressman Mfumi?
Mfumi, yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to contact him a few months ago. They didn't call me back, and I called the Democratic Party. The director in Howard County, I said, I'll be running in the primary for Congress next year because Mr. Elijah was supposed to help me. Maintenant, he's dead. I tried to contact Mr. Fumier's office. They didn't call me back. And now the director is trying to connect me with the office. The office sent me an email already. I'm waiting for them now to call me.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are working for me, I don't have to run. I just work with them,
mm-hmm.
and I can find land to launch the project to build Black Wall Street in the 7th District of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a shopping center with residential and commercial housing and a garden in the middle, and we need to have all the services we need in one place. If we can get 30 to 35 acres, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Stone will be coaching me, and there is a bidder in Texas who is building with container. So the first one will be cheap, container houses. If we can give 2 bedrooms for $100,000 for 30 years, that would be less than $4,000 a year for the mortgage. So we can start building wealth in our community.
That's a,
yes.
Yes, that's a very
mm-hmm.
good, bro. That's excellent. Did he confirm the prices of it? Like $100,000 per container? Would it be a little more?
Could be around one. My idea is 1,000, but I think it's. I was looking at his 1 bedroom was like 50,000. So I think if we build like 500 to 1,000 units, so we can make it cheaper. But since I can get the containers for free, that will help also.
Oh, you can get them for free?
Yes. Dr. Sun has a friend who is giving those things away. Wherever you are in the U.S., they will bring them to you. and one of them is the builder.
Great. That is, that's really good.
So when I get in touch with the office of Mr. Mfume, I just need to put a skill team together. I have the idea. So we need to bring other people from Black Wall Street together with me to make it happen.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Brother Paul, because you're on the subject of something that New Africa Business Association and Black Belt Wall Street is what we're also going to talk about putting together. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, but I want to talk to you personally before we take it to the airways. But you're on the subject of just what I want to talk to you about and some planning that I would like to do, and I want you included. But I'll talk to you after you call me, I'll call you, and we'll talk and see where we go with this. But you're definitely on a subject that I'm very, very, I've been considering also. We'll talk and then we'll take it. We'll share it with our listeners after you and I and some others talk. But yes,
what is the best number to reach you?
Call me at 202-288-5660.
5660.
5660.
660. We got 2288-5660.
Yes, give me a call and we're going to continue what you're talking about. And again, stay with us, stay on the lines. Others may have some questions for you. But
Your name again, brother. Bilal.
This is Bilal. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
B I L A L.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, yeah. I will give you a call after 9, because I will be.
Yes. Look forward to talking to you. Again, listen. We have an open mic. Quite a few mics are open. I'll open some more. But any questions, any particular subject that you would like to have, this is a good night to introduce your business. Or you have any business concerns, this is the New Africa Business Association. We welcome your comments.
Yeah, Brother Bilal, this is Brother Aziz. I wanted to tell you that Brother Tariq Abdul-Mukmin, he said that he would come on a little later on. He had a niece that was coming over that he had forgot that she was coming, that and he would try to join us as soon as he could, you know. And he said he apologized, he had forgot that he had that appointment with his niece. So I texted him back and told him, you know, okay, good, we know he wants to be a part of that.
I want to introduce Brother Paul to these brothers. That's one of the other brothers that I want to talk to about some of the plannings that we like to do, and they're definitely Brother Mookman is one of those that are included. So again, this is the New African Business Association, Washington D.C. This is our open mic. This is business identification and network marketing. So, a good night to introduce your business. or any network marketing that you would like to do, we welcome your comments. We welcome your comments, listeners.
Bilal and Abdul Aziz, assalamu alaikum. This is Tariq.
I'm doing well.
I just wanted to let you know I'm on for now. So if I have to go, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, listen,
it's
been a while since we heard from Brother. So why don't you go ahead, Mitch? Because a lot of listeners don't know who you, haven't heard from you in quite a while. Sort of reintroduce yourself and bring us up to date on what's going on down in your area.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, assalamu alaikum, that is peace be upon you all. I want to thank Brother Bilal and Abdul Aziz for this opportunity here. I'm the founder and director of the Entrepreneurs and Development Network. It's, again, network, let you know exactly what it is. It's just a network of good people. We're encouraging each other to look at each other to purchase from and support in business foremost and first. We were having regularly workshops up until the virus hit back in 2020. We did one or two or three out of that. We're making plans to start these workshops back to encourage people to go into business for themselves. And of course, again, for those, you know, to get the support. And then again, that's just a organized effort. I'm also the same thing with the Entrepreneurs and Development Institute. Now, the Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit entity. We got plans to do more with that, give it more structure in business establishment, creating something, because I have spoke with the local officials, particularly elected officials in my city, to provide something for us to teach hands-on skills, particularly in the area of building trades, and they are very supportive of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be hopefully trying to seek funding for that effort to get these young persons trained to do these different things. And also I am a business associate with Commonwealth Partners. That is the intermediary between the manufacturers in China and Italy. However, due to the fact that the virus is still in play, we are not bringing anything from China at this time. However, we still have access to 6 brands of Italian men's suits. And those brands, 6 brands, are Enzo Tavari, Mantoni, Bertinelli, Giorgio Ferrelli, Manchester and Taylor, and Carlo Lusso. So those are currently available and everything. So I think that's about sums it up, and I say thank you.
And Brother Chuck, thanks so much.
Great.
And I would ask you to send us some up-to-date pictures to the website so we can show these beautiful Italian suits that, and Brother, like I said, remember, and I know Brother Mookman, and I know his clothing, you're talking about suits that you probably... I know it costs you over $1,000 or more if you go into the regular fashion stores for these Italian suits. And here's a brother that can wholesale these suits to you because he's getting them directly from Europe. So this is the type of networking and networking introduction that we're doing. And anyone who has any questions for Brother Mookman or need more information about, and also Brother Mookman, we have a Brother Paul from Columbia, Maryland. I think the two of you have, I know the two of you have much in common, and this is why I want to have a meeting as to where we can actually network. I think you and I talked about it as to where we were going to have a business convention, and the possibility of having that business convention right down in your area, especially where you we have the wholesale, where we could buy goods from just about anywhere in the world. So again, we look forward to continuing, and I ask you to continue to be an associate on the station, so folks, buyers, and those who wish to go into business for themselves, you are again one that one should know. But again, because we do not have the communications that we should have in our communities, folks like yourself just go unknown. So, brothers and sisters, Brother Mookman is a very, any questions that you have so far for this brother, I'm going to turn the mics back over. And you have any questions, Brother Mookman is here to answer them.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mookman. This is Brother Aziz.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What I'd like, yes, brother, I'd like to know is, how could a buyer get suits, and how do they go about it, and do they, how much do they cost, or is that available, or how can they get in contact with you?
Well, let me start with the last question. The phone number is 228-209-2877. Again, 228-209-2877. You can go to the Facebook page, Rejal, that's R-I-J-A-L, N, that is the symbol for N, Fityan, F-I-T-Y-A-N. That's translated into English. Is men and boys suits. That's Rejal and Fityan suits. You can find that page on Facebook, like and share that page. And again, you can give me a call at 228-209-2877. See, the retail price of the suits begin at $149.99 through $349.99. That's $149.99 up to $349.99. The $149.99 is a poly rayon suit. These are hand stitched suits. They're not glued suits. A lot of suits they're glued together. And at $349 price point is a lightweight wool suit. Excuse me. Super 150, and I can give you the particulars for the ones in between that, material wise, price point wise, from the phone conversation that we can have. Now, note this: that Italian suits are cut different than American and British suits. So we recommend whatever your chest measurements are. Example, use 40, you measure your chest 40, we recommend to get a 42. However, the suits has enough fabric in them, just minor negligible tailor adjustments is needed on the suits, okay? You can take them in or take them out. It has that much material in it. And that's just a quick review of what's available. And yes, wholesale is available. Okay. A minimum of 10 suits. It don't have to be the same brand. You can mix the brand. You can mix the sizes, but a minimum of 10 suits, 100% cotton dress shirts are available, and 60/40 polyester dress shirts are available as well. We have 100% cotton jeans. Yes, I gave you everything. Cotton jeans. The winter months are gone now. And I assume we will have available next fall, next winter, jackets and overcoats. But due to those, to that season is gone, those are not available anymore. But again, the suits are, and the shirts and jeans.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's quite a number of products you carry.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to add,
I know Bilal and we've been planning on trying to do something for a while, but back to the Entrepreneurs and Development Network, we are available to do a workshop with you on how to start a business, how to register your business in the different states, what all these designations of LLCs, LLL, et cetera, all those, what those mean, and which one would do you some good, and why to register your business, how to choose a name for your business, and how to market your business on social media. We basically cover it all in that workshop series. And also how to get financing. And we deal with also how to write a business plan, how to bid and win government contracts. There's just so much that we cover. Basically, we cover everything that one needs to have in order to starting and naming and registering your business with the state that you reside in, or you don't have to be in that state that you can open your business up in, and how to register that business with the IRS as well.
That's great. That's good.
Again, any questions for Brother Mook? When our mics are open, you feel free to ask your question. Well, brothers and sisters, again, like I said, for those, this is what I mean when we say we're going to put together our business convention, because these entrepreneurs who can help you, or can put you in business, is going to be presented. We're going to present these entrepreneurs. So right there, you're hearing from them over network marketing and over the blog radio, but we're going to be much more proactive with the value of these entrepreneurs like Brother Paul Miller, and now you're hearing from Brother Mookman. And like I said, these brothers are in different states, but still the value of what they can bring to the community have to be presented. And this is what I mean, see, brothers and sisters, the value and the talent that we have in our communities, we just don't know each other. And so this is what the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street, Wall Street USA, or any other organization, and we all are working together to bring about a business and knowing how to identify businesses owners in the African American community, so we can keep our dollars floating in our communities. Not only keep the dollars floating in the communities, but making our communities valuable. You cannot have a valuable community unless you have business in your communities. And African-American communities, we have beautiful communities, but the communities will not be valuable until there's commerce in the black communities. And that commerce should come from our own people. We shouldn't want outsiders to come in, because outsiders who come in and do business in your communities, these outsiders do not live in your communities. So they're not doing anything but coming in, taking the cash and leaving. No, you want entrepreneurs who live directly and who are vested in your communities, and your communities are financially vested in each other. But you must have commerce. And the way you bring about that commerce is you think about becoming financially vested as a community and create businesses jointly. So again, and like I said, we have entrepreneurs that you're hearing from, and I'm certain that there are others out there that we hopefully will come forward to present themselves. But the ones that are being presented, as you can see, they can put you into a wholesale business. These goods are coming from many parts of the world. So informative information. We're going to continue. Again, our mics are open. Network marketing and business identification. If you have any questions, you can ask questions from our speakers, or you can present your own comments. Our mics are open. We welcome your comments or callers.
Oh, man. That happened like that.
All right. So again, in that case, like I said, we was going to have these our professionals, and we want to come to, if we don't know which area, we haven't decided, but whatever area it is, we are going to be identified professionals like you're hearing the speakers tonight, and you're also going to be networking and meeting with these professionals and with each other, because network marketing and identifying businesses in our community, this is what the New Africa Business Association, and this is what we're all about, identifying businesses and networking, and we want to know African-American entrepreneurs and our own business owners. We want to know them. I think one of the best ways of getting to know a business person is let themselves identify their own business rather than me trying to say this is this or this is that. So this gives you the opportunity tonight, business owners, to let us know who you are. And again, our mics are open. Welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. Okay, that feedback should be now good. I'm closer to it. I came back into the studio, and I'm on the telephone rather than direct connection. And I think I'll get a little too close. We'll get the feedback. But again, our mics are open, and we're still waiting for any comments that anyone who may have about their business or their political concerns. Okay, let me get away from the studio. Get away from it, and we'll get too close.
Well, you know, today on the news, the biggest news thing of this day is the release of Bill Cosby coming out of jail. and it's all over the network right now, the news network. That Bill Cosby's at home now. He's out of jail, and a lot of folks are appalled, and then around where he lived, he had a major big crowd out there cheering on. They were glad to see him come home and everything. So,
you know, it just goes to show, Brother Ozzy, how the justice system can use itself sort of person. I mean, the man already had, an agreement by the state attorneys before
mm-hmm.
the trial came. So there was already
right.
a conclusion on this before, but because of somebody's dislike, disposition, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what it is, but again, see, that's the power that white folks, that possessors can have this type of power. And look like there are judges that can just do things personally, even though
right.
there's already been a decision and a conclusion. So the man should have never really gone to a prison because the trial
right.
had already been concluded. And justice has prevailed. But the man had to go
mm-hmm.
to jail for justice to prevail. And but I'm just saying nobody
right.
should have this type of power.
Right.
You know.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially when you have racism being practiced in this country.
Yeah, because, you know, like I say, it wasn't what he did. He admitted that he did this and that. It wasn't that. It's just that the deal that was made that have him to do whatever he did, and it was supposed to not go to jail.
That should have been the conclusion of it, and that's the way I am going to
right.
conclude it. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm like I said, justice has prevailed because guilty or whatever that agreement was, that was the
right.
end of the that was the end of this discharge. But because
now that was the Supreme Court ruled on that, wasn't it?
Well, that was the
or was it Pennsylvania or the Supreme Court?
I think it was the state Supreme
okay.
Court.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And,
okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
as far as they
said,
say, it's over with. It's,
well, it should have. It is over with because, like they said, it should have never. It should have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy had to do a few
right.
years in jail. And, you know,
and money.
And wait for the appeal. Oh, you got to have money.
Right. And he paid off
money,
he paid off some of them people, too.
Yeah, of course. He had to do all of this because, like I said, this is what happens when one person has a judge. Our
mm-hmm.
committee or whoever dislike you. And these are the things that they
right.
can do to you. Whether
mm-hmm.
they have an agreement or not. It's going on in this country right
know,
now all the time.
Brother, this is what they do with the law. They take a brother in Alabama, he steals a loaf of bread, and he gets 5 years.
Yeah.
That, what kind of justice is that, you know? Stealing a loaf of bread, the man shouldn't never went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so again,
you know, that's
system,
how they...
Like I said, it's open mic. This is the New Africa Business Association. Network marketing and business identification, that's what we're all about. But we do talk about political concerns. Or whatever your concerns may be, during the open mic, so we just open our mics and everybody get a chance to introduce or make their comments and hopefully make things better in your business or your life. So again, welcome to the show. If you have any comments or any questions from anybody who has spoken, we welcome your comments. Brother, I'm sorry, let me... If there's any comments. Brother Miller, any comments that you like to make? I know you're getting ready to go to your 8 o'clock show, but before you leave, are you still with us? Brother Paul Miller from Columbia, Maryland.
Paul Bertrand.
Say that again, Brother
yep.
Aziz.
Brother Paul Bertrand is his name.
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
I'm communicating with our brother
who is doing the wholesale. We are texting each other at this time.
Mm. You hearing Brother Vlau?
No, I'm sorry. Say that again, please again, brother.
I said I'm communicating with our speaker. He just sent me the link. We are texting, actually.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I think the two of you are going to find now, because again, he's. I think the two of you after you meet. You're gonna find an interest in each other. So, but again, this is what I mean about putting together the committees that we're going to put together, and we're going to start networking and introducing brothers like yourself and others to folks, hopefully all over the country. And we're going to do that by having our business conventions, and we can have that down in his hometown, or we can have it in your hometown in Columbia, or we can have it in Washington, D.C., or we can have it anywhere that we choose to have it. But we're going to all be meeting and presenting our professional entrepreneurs who can actually help others to benefit from going into business. So, any comments you'd like to make before you go to your show at 8 o'clock, but we welcome your participation, but I look forward to chatting with you again after the show, and we can start talking about some of the plans that I think we should start making.
Trying to communicate with the guys too, yeah. You know, but what we're constantly doing is giving our listeners and those who may be on the internet looking at us that way, we're giving them an opportunity to not only present their business, but to network with people around the world, not only just in your city where you live, but all around the world. We have listeners or viewers from all around the world that listen to our program. This is what we see on our feedback. And so there's not many people that have the opportunity to have their business marketed or networked all around the world. And the thing about it is, when you go to the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and look at, you know, some of the companies that market their goods and services, then, you know, we realize that somebody over in Russia could go on the Internet and see your business. It's all over the world. It's not too many people have that opportunity, because not only New Africa Business Association about marketing and networking businesses and identifying who they are, but at the same time, we do seek membership, not only from people listening, but, of course, most importantly, from businesses that would like to have their business seen on worldwide, all around the world, to know that that exists there. We know there are many different mediums that you may see different businesses. Business opportunities, but our business is aimed directly at us marketing and networking African Americans. We don't discourage anyone, but This is what we're about, marketing and networking and business identifications of African Americans, things that we need to have in our communities. When we heard from one of our New Africa Business Associates, Brother Tariq Abdul McMinn down in Biloxi, and he was explaining about the entrepreneurship program that they have available to teach you how to set up your business, name it, get money for it, how to direct it. I mean, these are things that New Africa Business Association offers through our network. This is what we call about networking, marketing, and business identification. And it's a very helpful tool, a very helpful tool. So I don't understand why more people haven't presented themselves and come out and identified. You know, we see a lot of people that listen. We see their numbers on the billboard. But we don't get, you know, it's a lot of listening. And I hope the listeners are gaining something from that. Look like we got a storm coming up. But we need a little rain here before the sunshine start back again, you know, because it's been warming up things. And when the sun is shining, business is good. People are out moving about. But, you know, again, New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., this is what we're about. Identifying your business, networking with you and other businesses, and marketing your businesses. And it's a great opportunity to become a member of this organization. That's all we're asking you, is to become a member. And we'll do whatever we can to market and network your business. So, Brother Bilal, do we have any other people, any other of our viewers want to have any comments? What's to say? The mics are open to our listeners.
Again, thanks, Brother Isaiah, so much for your comments. And like you said, our mics are open to any of our listeners who wish to comment. So our mics are still open. All right, Brother Aziz, you know, I think what we're going to do is I know that the Wall Street will have its 8 o'clock show, and also we have opened our radio station up to Wall Street. And these are the representatives down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and many parts of Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, and what have you. They come on at around 8 o'clock hour. And they will continue to network and talk about business in the south. What is that? The southeast region would be, Aziz?
Southwest.
Southeast, then southwest
southeast
region.
And southwest.
Okay, you're covering both.
However, like you said, we did have brothers calling in from Tennessee, and you know. Arkansas.
Yeah, and so they, we have extended our broadcast into to the southeast region right after we finish our region here in the eastern region. So
right.
We look forward to, and like I said, Black Wall Street, Black Belt Wall Street, New Africa Business Associations. We all are associated together, and our objective is the same objective. When we have our conventions, all of our organizations will be coming together presenting some of the best entrepreneurs, and not only that, political. Brother was just talking about, he's having Brother Fume the representative, Fufume, and so I'm looking forward to his report, letting us know his interview went with that particular organization. So again, we all are out here working to extend our business association, because we know that we must have businesses in our black communities. I didn't say businesses on the outside of the black communities. I said directly in there, in our communities. You see, redlining and the damage of redlining is still, and you're still hearing that terminology, redlining, and it's been around for so many years. But the damage that it has done financially to the African-American community, trying to keep large flows of monies from coming into our communities, and you do that by closing down business or not having business in your communities. That's going to stop large flows of money, because that's who make business. Flows of money come from business owners. And so, again, we need to put that kind of cash flow back into our communities, and we do that by being business owners. So your favorite chicken restaurant, nobody saying that you can't have your favorite chicken restaurant, just have it directly in the black community. Franchise it if you have to. Everybody else franchise and put it all over the place. But I'm saying in your community there is a demand. In grocery stores, I mean just about anything that you spend your money in, but the way you have these things in your communities is like any other communities. The communities have to become vested. I was going to hit a point now because I heard a report where one of the churches just put up, I think it was $6 million or $600, I know it was a large amount of money, and they was putting it into some sort of charity thing to feed. But I'm saying, just think of that thing, and this is an African-American churches, and just think of that same money that's going into commerce or a way to stimulate a business commerce in the communities rather than some of these charitable things that would business. Business is, I can't tell you how important it is that we start coming together collectively as a community, financially vested. Mm-hmm. Vested means that we have, it's like an insurability right with each other. But in order to have an insurability right with each other, you must have vested, some sort of vested entity. And in this case, I am saying, as a community, we can become and have that vested entity by becoming financially vested. And we become financially vested because we're buying businesses in our communities. And that gives us all an insurable interest in each other. And so, again, I like I was saying in last week's broadcast, and I'll say it again, we're the only community where business is in demand. There's no other. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to say for those of you who are putting together your funds and putting businesses in the black community. A good thing about putting businesses in your black communities, not only is there a big demand for businesses in the community, but your cost is much cheaper than going uptown or going downtown or going somewhere where you're not wanted. But your cost is much cheaper by putting businesses in the black community, not to mention these federal grants, because you're doing uplifting in a community where there's been the practice of redlining. So again, to make some right or wrong, you can now put businesses in the African American communities, and there are tax grants where you don't have to pay taxes. But again, we'll bring experts on to give you much more information on the subject that we're talking about now. But there are so many advantages of putting business directly in the black community. And I'm going to tell you something else. White folks are taking the advantage of this grant of putting money in the black communities. For instance, they will come in and they will put a business in the black community. And you know, they might even get a black front. If they're going to put a business in the black communities, it's happening right now in Selma, Alabama. Where we was going there, white folks abandoned when they left Selma, Black Belt Wall Street, and those investors with Black Belt Wall Street went into Selma to purchase the city. But as soon as this law went into effect, and then when the Caucasians saw what black folks was back down in Selma buying the city back, they gone in there now. They're purchasing blocks and blocks of the cities to keep us from that ownership. And not only will they own the new Selma, but they will also have these tax grants. So all the monies that they make within the next 10 years, they won't have to pay a dime in taxes, because I think the grant is that you have to build and grow for at least 10 years. But again, like I said, we'll bring experts on who can tell you much more about that program as we speak. But so we have, so that's the benefit of listening to the New Africa Business Association, because you're going to hear information that we all should have in our communities, but we just don't, because we don't have good communication systems, broadcasting systems in our communities. We have to hear what others want us to hear. So again, network marketing and this business identification is something that I think is very helpful, and that's why we have our association of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio hearing your opinion. So our mics are still open for those who have any comments. And I am going to walk back to the studio and see if there are new callers, because if I get too close to the station, I'm on my telephone and we'll get negative feedback. But our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Okay.
Well, it looks like we got a lot of listeners. I said, look like we got a lot of listeners, and no one talks too much.
Again, you know me. If you don't, if those who don't have too much to see or introduce, we can always say to do it for them. But again, but again, like I was saying, Brother Aziz, Brother Mookman, and Brother Paul, We are considering visiting somebody's location. Any comments that you brothers may have on that subject of visiting your location or visiting some location as to where we can have a network marketing and actually be able to present in person many of the ideas and products that we have to offer. Brother Mookman, you have any comments on that?
Yes, but before I go into that, I just want to share something. I think I do know that he is your teacher, your spiritual advisor and social advisor, et cetera, as well as Abdul Aziz. And I'm talking about none other than Imam Warren Muhammad. And I'm going to give a small quote to him. And first, I like to go, I'm going to give a whole quote because we have to respect and acknowledge what gave us business life after Prophet Muhammad, because we know Prophet Muhammad made the prayers and peace of God be upon him. He himself was a businessman. Abu Bakr, his close companion, was a businessman. Uthman ibn Affan, another close companion, and Umar, all of these men, and the women folks as well, they were business people. So we have to acknowledge this, that the last scripture that was given to the human family, the Quran, was given to a businessman and everything. So that being said, I'm going to get to the quote here from the Imam, and may God forgive him and his father and give them the best of places in the paradise. He said, our business people have to see our roots in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's call to financial responsibility. And we must also acknowledge that, historically speaking, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is listed amongst the persons that influenced Chicago. And a lot of people are not aware of this, but he's listed amongst those influential people in the city of Chicago. Now, let me move on. Call to financial responsibility, to business development, to some economic plan. We can't deny him that credit that he has earned. He was the one who excited not only us, but the African-American people. It was an excitement to have a bigger appetite for not only wealth, but also for bigger responsibility that gives bigger respect to people. Business is a need in human nature. Social establishment aspirations need to mate with business interests. If it doesn't, then you don't have much of a future for yourself in social establishment. So again, this is many, many more quotes that I have compiled here from Imam Warren D. Muhammad on business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that great book that he did, Islam Promise for Business Success, which found a lot of things there. And there's many more things. But from your original comments about, do I have anything to say concerning what you have proposed? Now, and you proposed it to me privately to Bilal, and you know, I accepted that. I think that's a wonderful idea, and I shared with you that as a member of the Biloxi Islamic Center, I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Biloxi, Mississippi. We recently purchased some property next door to our mosque, and I have some plans once we clear the current physical structure off of there is to put together a pop-up shop and invite vendors in. Well, of course, a pop-up shop in Fishfry, and invite those vendors in. A modest fee to set up, and of course, we're going to have some restrictions on there because we're not going to allow anybody to come in and sell anything that contrary to scripture, Bible, and Quran, and everything. So that's one way of promoting and encouraging people to get over the fear. And I have to go back to scripture on that, because well, a lot of people have a fear of failing. They have fear of failing when it comes to business establishment. And I'm reminded of something that we're told when I lost where I wanted to be. In our scripture, God say that if you just remember Him, and I'm paraphrasing now because when you do your prayers and be charitable, you don't have to worry about your business goals. And these are simple steps that any person can take. Just remember God, do your prayers, be charitable when you get the money, and you don't have to worry about your business goals. And that one verse right there, I don't need to read another motivational book, which I have several of. So get over the fear of failing. And you have to look at succeeding, not failing. You're going to have some setbacks, but that's a lesson to take from there. So, but I want to see this manifest of us coming together somewhere in these United States, and I would very welcome you all to come to Biloxi, Mississippi first, and so we get this initiated, because I have to get some history here. Almost every city has a section in it, and even though I'm not a native of Biloxi, I am a native of Mississippi, but these cities throughout the United States, wherever the African-American community reside, where the African-American resided, they had businesses there. Taxi cabs, barbershops, where we had those like that, you name it. There was several little bitty grocery stores, blah, blah, this and that, throughout these cities throughout these United States of America and everything. So, that is very, very important that we look at this. I pray God give me the strength and the patience and the disciplines to assist where I'm able to assist that, to see this take place of what Bilal is proposing to us to come together and have this conference. Not just for talk, not just a good feeling. I'm not trying to be negative, but some serious efforts and developing business people and supporting them and be serious about this, not just for show, but be for real. Be for real about this, like everybody else, because we got the resources. Anytime we're spending $1.4 trillion out of our community, you can't tell me we're broke. We can't be.
Right.
We cannot be broke, and we're spending $1.4 trillion out of our community, and 85% of that money is going to the ethnic hair and beauty industry. 85% of that $1.4 trillion. I didn't report this. Nielsen reported this. They do the study release every 2 to 3 years. And so we got the resources, and we got the know-how. But we got to start trusting one another, too. So, you know, trusting one another. Yeah, and supporting one another. You know, and these things are very, very important for our success. So we got everything in place. We just need to get some of these other stuff that's keeping us from moving forward. Because no other community, ethnic group of people, when you look at them, they are very successful. I'm reminded of one of the person that attended our workshop. He told us when he was working for a Jewish person, the Jewish person had a strong adversary, and his adversary was another Jewish person. But they seen a business deal on the table. They came together to do that business deal. And it's successful. I share that. Just, you know, I hope we're going to have differences, but the point is we have to come together if we're going to bring about a change in our life as people. We can see crime. We can see our youth that we're seeing almost in every city now rising up doing these horrible crimes. and everything, and that's why I was telling our local people, we have something that we call inviting people to Al-Islam, Dawah. Well, I think everybody knows that's a high authority. They know this. But if they see business establishment, I think that would be a bigger impact on the people if they see business establishment than go out preaching spiritual life to them and giving them nothing else. I'm very firm in my spiritual faith and my faith and everything and dedication to it. But we have to have the balance. We just can't be all spiritual and not have no material life. Well, that's not the tradition of our prophets. When you study all the prophets that came before Muhammad, that was not their life. None whatsoever. You know? So you have to understand the language of Jesus. He addressed it based on how you look at his teachings, you know, about not man can't live on, et cetera, alone. You have to know how to interpret it, what the great men was doing. Moses, you look at Moses. He was a builder. But God chose him to deliver a message to the people. So, again, these things are very, very important. We got to find a way to come together and use everybody that we got. And I'm going to end with this. After that horrible situation that Yusuf went through with his brothers, okay, he blamed Satan at the end. But before that, his daddy told them, when you all go back to the city, you go in by different gates, not by the same gate. So you got to be different in when you're going into these cities to develop something. Everybody can't be the same thing. You got to have different people coming into the in the city, in the gate, to develop this. If we're going to be what we're trying to say we want, and respecting everybody's role, play your role. Don't be turf conscious. And we will be successful. We will be successful. Again, thank you for the opportunity again. I'm going to stop here.
Thank you so much for those beautiful comments. But again, first of all, before I do, but I want to make sure Brother Paul has his, a chance to, is Brother Paul still with us, Brother Ozzie?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I didn't hear him. Because he was saying he had that 8 o'clock meeting with the state official.
Okay, yeah.
And he would have to get with that state official.
Okay. Yes. So then we're looking forward to getting his report at a later time. But Black Belt Wall Street, that's what started Black Belt Wall Street. When you say Black Belt Wall Street, you're talking about places like Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, and Louisiana, Illinois, New York. These are the places that when we was under the sharecropper laws, and before we was able to transition out of the South, it was the Greenwood District. The Greenwood District, known as Black Belt Wall Street, it was the Greenwood District and the success of the Greenwood District out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the monies that they were able to make and the power that they were able to ensure, and that business district that they built, they also extended loans all over the South that allowed African Americans to pay off their sharecroppers' debt. And because they were able to pay off their sharecroppers' debt, that was where the migration took place, where African Americans started moving from the South to many other parts of the country as it is today. Greenwood Business District that was able to give out these loans and not only to pay off debt, but they also was able to give loans where folks in the South was able to start going into business for themselves. This is how in all of these districts that the Greenwood business area was able to serve all over the South and many parts of the North, they're the ones who give them the name Black Belt Wall Street, because they were the Wall Street of African Americans and many other groups. But African Americans in particular, they had their own bank, they had their own insurance companies. I mean, they had their own all business plans they made, and they had their own business plans, and they built according to their plans. So again, Black Belt Wall Street is a continuation, even though they think they destroyed, they did destroy the Greenwood District. And not only did they destroy it, but they took it over. The Greenwood District today is owned by Caucasians. Black Wall Street, and anything that has anything to do with Black Wall Street, especially that Civic Center and all like that, all of that is owned by Caucasians. They have even built the highway that separates the Black communities from the Greenwood communities, because the Greenwood communities is owned by white folks now. So again, Black Belt Wall Street, a Black Wall Street, all the financial monies, and there's a lot of monies because they have grants, and they have all kinds of other monies that comes into Black Wall Street. It is all owned and incorporated by Caucasians. And again, I know it was a speculation of this going on, but now that we went down there for the 100th commemoration anniversary, our members have come back and they have reported to us what they went through and the embarrassment that many of them had to go through when they got there, because they was all turned away. And it was all being controlled, even though they had black faces. But these black faces was all owned and paid by white folks to make certain that black folks didn't have nothing to do with that commemoration. So we haven't had a commemoration of that 100th year destruction. We haven't had that commemoration yet. But I understand, again, like I said, Black Belt Wall Street, they're having their meetings right now, just like we're having our meetings. And those commemorations are events that are still to come. But like I said, Black Belt Wall Street itself, that is continued going on. Now, let me explain, give you a little information on Black Belt Wall Street. Black Belt Wall Street is incorporated, and it's a continuation, like I said, of Black Belt Wall Street that started Black Wall Street. all the southern districts is what makes up Black Belt Wall Street. And one of the and they have African American investors. These are investors such as real estate investors and developers, financial organizations, brokers, financial planners. They all are involved. Money market managers. All of them are involved in the organization known as Black Belt Wall Street, and they have already pooled their money together, and they start buying they're buying property in the African American communities. They're putting businesses in the African American communities, and one of the examples of what they are proposing to do is going on as we speak in Selma, Alabama. We're going to have a business tour. Just a couple of weeks ago, they had it very personal and private. But the reason they didn't have it open to the public is because we didn't have enough investors. And like I said, our business objective at this point is for those who are seriously are ready to grow in their communities and ready to put their monies, like you said, where their mouth is at. And so these are the ones that are being invited to come to many of these business programs that are going on. But like I said, Black Belt Wall Street investors, as we speak, have already bought certain properties in Selma. And like I said, they were buying these properties at low prices because they're in black undeveloped communities. And these black undeveloped communities is in just about every black community in this country. And so their objective is to do just that. Not only buy these properties in Selma, but like you said, Biloxi, Mississippi. So when we talk about we're going on a convention, we're not going on a convention to for fun and play. No, we're going on a convention because, like I said, first we want to, whatever business that can be done and is going on in that community that we're visiting, then let's go down and see how that can benefit all of us. But also at the same time, we are associated with the Black Belt Wall Street investors. They're going to be there, which means that they're going to be saying, oh, look, we're bringing millions of dollars with us. We want to build businesses right here in your community right now. And they're looking at the opportunities of can that be done in your communities. So not only so their monies are coming with our conventions to your communities, and that is to build businesses in the black community. No one is afraid to do this. I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not afraid to put my monies. Like you said, if you was going to build a business in the black communities, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a health care facility, whether it be just about any some housing facility, any type of business is in demand in the black community. So if you're building a physical business in the black community, chances are, if I got enough money, I would be interested in joining, becoming an investor in that physical building that you're putting up in the black community. A filler station, a Sunoco, or what kind of filler station franchise you want to put in. A hotel. We can franchise a hotel. Put it right in the black community. Look at the great big demand for something like that. Apartment buildings where you can rent out apartment buildings right in the black communities, and our kids don't have to leave the communities because there's nowhere for them to live because they can't afford a house. All of the infrastructure, again, physical buildings in the black communities, and you're investing your money. I think it would be the best investment a person could make. You start talking about investing anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000 into joint investments in your community. That is that's the type of investment that I would encourage, rather than going out and buying a new car or spending your money in something that's not going to give you the returns. But owning a business not only can give you the return, but look at your families. When you're not here, that business is still going to be here. They have inherited what you're leaving behind, and it's still making money, and it will continue to make money. So put businesses in the black communities, because there are no businesses there. There are no businesses there. So, again, that's why we're saying, where do we go? Where do we hold these conventions? Because the organizations that we are affiliated with, they're looking to the New Africa Business Association to set all of this up, and they will follow what we put together. So again, we look forward to like they said, they have over 156 cities they said that they're willing to redevelop, Brother Wesley?
Right. Yes, that's what it was, brother.
Is that correct? And these cities are all over the South and in the North. And when they say they're coming, they're coming in, and like I said, they want to put a few million dollars. And the reason they want to do it in the black community, because the cost is cheaper to put a just think if you put $1 million business in the black community, what kind of business you're going to have. But if you go uptown in the white community that's already established, that have these high prices, you put $1 million business there, You just got a little old small a building, okay, that's you. But in the black community, you got a great big shopping center. You know, because the cost is cheaper and it needs developing. And not only do you have that, you got these great big tax credits are coming to you, where taxes are deferred or exempt altogether. But again, like I said, we're bringing experts that will explain all of that to us. But there are many, many good reasons, valuable reasons, as to where you would want to invest in your own black communities, because that can make you money. And I can't see what, can you imagine in your communities where you live right now, if you had a Sunoco gas, but these things are not gas stations no more. You go into the gas stations, they done turned those into little small mini malls. So again, owning that right into your own community. You know, and own two or three of them in your own community, but just having that business right now in your own community, and let's say in the next 3 months, you and a few other investors put that business in your own community and have it operational in the next 3 months. You know, you start talking about now. So, look at the demand for your business being in the community. They don't have to go way out. They don't go out. African American do not have to go out of town. Brother Mookie was just telling you about the $1.7 trillion in consumer spending that we spent last year. That money now stays in our community because, again, we don't have to go on the outside of communities and spend that large amount of money and make other folks rich. And like I said, and put ourselves in poverty, which redlining, and again, was designed for us to do. But again, we can, and it's worth it to come out of these circumstances. And you do it just by simply owning a business. And don't try to own the business by yourself. Put groups together and start whatever business you're talking about, start. Do it with a group. And again, with groups, you can do it much quicker because if you need $30,000, you can own a nice a restaurant, let's say a fish fry restaurant, start off there. Next thing you know, that little carry-out restaurant, in a year or two, you've made enough money to start a full restaurant. Or even start two or three more other restaurants. That's what you start doing in your own communities. Goods and services are needed to be sold in our own communities. But goods and services is something that we all have to buy. And if you don't buy it in your own communities, you're going to certainly have to go on the outside of your community and buy it. And we've been doing that long enough. Again, our mics are still open. Any comments anyone wish to make, our mics are still open. We do welcome your comments. Okay.
That's the one thing that we're constantly trying to do, and that is let people go on. Don't be afraid, as Brother McMinn, Brother Imam McMinn said. You know, some people are afraid to step out there and try to go into business on their own. They're afraid of getting turned down or maybe not making that sale. You know, but to have some encouragement and constant encouragement, some classes and guidance on how to do that, I think more people in our community would come out and try to start some business of their own. That want to start businesses. But those that are in business that may not realize that by coming on and letting us know who they are, letting the public know who they are, this is giving them an opportunity to really expand their business, grow their business, not just getting more business, but to get bigger, you know, have more people that they can employ working for them, and especially if it's us. And, you know, it's just that money, that dollar is getting turned over. It's starting to get turned over more and more, whatever business they're in, a store, a grocery store, a convenience store, a dollar store. All of these things we can go in together on and be. You can buy a franchise for a dollar store. Yeah, just putting some money together and doing it. One of the things that I noticed in a lot of places that we go in the area that I've been in is the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan area, as well as the Baltimore metropolitan area. And I noticed that most of the African-American beauty supply outlets are not run by African-Americans at all. It's somebody else selling us our own product. We couldn't go in business selling them beauty products for themselves. That would be unheard of. So there's many areas that we can invest in and do and get with others of like-minded that want to invest together and just pick out a business. Barbershops, carryouts, and things like that, they've been around a long time. We want to upgrade some more, a pharmacy. Have a little pharmacy in the neighborhood. Support somebody that's a pharmacist that want to open up their own little pharmacy business. Support them. These are the things we need. We got funeral homes all over the place. Cleaners. It's been years in the Washington metropolitan area since I've seen African Americans in the cleaning business. It seems that the Asians have taken over that in our communities as well as in other places. As well as we see some of our African brothers and sisters, Ethiopians, running some of the cleaners now, which that's admirable for them. Anybody that's going into business, that's good for them. But I'm saying that these same businesses are targeted specifically. You know you've got to be a unique people, and you got to be like a gold mine when people study you like they study science. It's a science behind us, all our habits that we use, that we have. Merchant business people study these habits. People study us because of the vast amount of money that we have circulating among us. So it's very important that we support one another's businesses, that we go together and try to get a business together. We can go together and go on a vacation trip to the Bahamas together on a boat or do other things. We can surely take those same $3,000 or $4,000 with 20 some other people, throw them in the kitty and say, okay, let's go for it, and stand back, as my brother said, and let the people that know how to do what they do that, and watch your investment grow. Not be all in there trying to tell them what to do. The best thing you can do after you invest is market your business as much as you could. Let everybody else know about this business that they ought to go to and check out. They offer good services, you know. They got good services and good products. We're talking about anything from real estate, insurance, financial counseling, lawyers, accountants, all of this. We've had it. We got it. It's just bringing them together where they can be made available for you. And one of the places you can find this information out would be and will be the New African Business Association of Washington, D.C., through not only our membership, but more and more folks coming on and identifying, business people coming on and identifying their businesses. Because we have all these, but we need to start having some in our communities where we are. As far as we can see, we're there. But businesses in there, they're not us. The Chinese convenience store, this and that. We can do these things if we can just get it. I know it takes money, so it's with people that has the funds. There are a lot of us that want to go into business with others. We just don't have that basic amount, that $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 that it would take to go in and start a business and never look back. But those of us that can, don't be afraid to do it. Don't be tight. Don't be tight with the money. It won't help you at all. Same stuff you may pension, hold on to for dear life now. When you're dead and gone, somebody else might spend it like a dust scattered in the wind. So make an investment now in our community, in your community. And anyone you know, business, tell them about the New African Business Association of Washington, D.C., who, by just becoming a member of and joining, we give you opportunities that doesn't exist for what we're doing anywhere else that I can think of in the country. I mean, you're getting your, you come on for just to become a member. You can come on every week and talk for a few minutes about your business. That's part of being a member. And let the world, let the United States know, let your location know, let people where you are, in your state or wherever know, I'm in business. And other people that might want to go into that type of business, maybe listen to our show also, and they'll seek information out from you. How can I go about getting in a business like this here? Or maybe you want to expand and go into business with me too, besides running your own. There's all types of opportunities that exist out there. And Brother Lyle, I just don't know why folks wouldn't take an opportunity like this and run with it. Run with it and tell others about it, man. I know how we can get our business out here. No, we're not on the radio every day. We're not like your regular radio station or TV station. But a lot of people aren't listening to the radio. They aren't looking at the TV station when they see stuff. They're looking online. Somebody shoot them something through Facebook or YouTube or whatever, and that's where they're going. So that's how the bulk of the people are looking at now, the young ones. The elderly, we have to take a different approach on them. But the young ones, it's the youth also that we're targeting with these ideas and concepts we have about business in the community, because we're aging and aging every day. The community is aging. And we need the youth to have these ideas. And one of the reasons is so that they're not going to be slaves of somebody else. That's the easy way to become a slave, is not being able to produce nothing, or your own people don't do nothing for themselves. When you got to work for somebody else, you got to have what they give you. And if it's labor, manual labor, it's problematic. So, you know, going in business for oneself or supporting African-American business, who knows, not only supporting them, you might want to work for them. But that's what we're about, networking, marketing, identifying African-American business. And we welcome anyone listening to have a few words. We have a little short time left before we're over with, and we don't know if we have any listeners out there who want to say something.
All right, I'm Mike Sherlson, brother.
Well,
brother, I sound like Belial and Abish. This is Tariq again. I'm going to have to sign off at this point right here. And again, I thank you all for allowing me the opportunity. And God willing, I'll be with you all again next week. And again, if anyone interested in contacting me, you can contact me at 228-209-2877. And one person has already, they sent me a text message. We've been communicating. Again, 228-209-2877. We can talk about the particulars of what you might need to know on how to register in or start your business, what all these different LLCs mean, et cetera, what all that means, how to go through the steps of doing that. And again, the suits are available for wholesale purchase. And again, you can reach me at that number that I have given, and I'll give it again, 228-209-2877. And I'm going to end with that. And again, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Tariq, can I ask you one question before you go?
Yes, sir.
The latest book that was put out by Imam Muhammad, do you have that book?
When you say the latest book now, do give me a title.
It's the oh, wow, what's the name of the book? It's sold out of it up in Chicago.
Are you talking about the ones that are coming from WDM Publications or coming from Iman Ronald Shaheed?
Yes. WD Muhammad's Publications.
WD Publications. Currently, I don't have any on hand from WDM Publications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I was looking for.
Okay. And since you brought that up, I do have some books that was authored by Imam Ronald Shaheed. If anyone interested in those, and also I am assisting the widow of Imam Vernon Fareed, who authored the book Uniformity in Prayer. I'm assisting his widow, Suiha, in marketing that book. It's available for retail at $33 with the CD. If you go to Amazon and purchase the book, it's $35 without a CD. But wholesale is available for the Uniformity and Prayer book, a minimum of 10 books. Again, you have the number if anyone interested in getting that book wholesale. It would be a great learning tool to have. It covers everything that we have to do when it comes to establishing the prayers for our faith life as we. So if you're interested in getting those.
Oh, praise be to God.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, bro. Thank you very much, bro.
You're most welcome.
And I'll be contacting you about that, my brother.
Say that again, Asahid.
Yeah, I'll be contacting you about getting that book about Vernon Fareed and that, prayer, conformity in prayer.
And you can get 9 other people who's interested in buying the book, and you can get it for wholesale. It can be 9 individual people.
Okay.
One person needs to make the purchase for all of them.
Okay, all right, good idea.
Okay.
Thank you, that's a good idea.
Yes, sir.
And it's the $35 with the
CD. Okay. It's $33 retail if you buy one book. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And $25 for wholesale, but a minimum of 10 persons has to buy the book. And
yes,
it comes with the CD. Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. Great.
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you very much for sharing that, my brother.
Okay, I thank you all. And if you all need to get with, all right, assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Yeah, Bilal, we'll have to get together on that.
Yes, indeed,
that's a jewel to have there. Pardon?
That's a good deed, so.
Before we close,
I'll tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and how they can join and kind of what they have to do to contact us or to join. Let that information.
All right, to our listeners out there, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., contact information goes as such. Our weekly program is every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a call-in number, which is 657-383-1372. And that is 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 657-383-1372. Now, for those that want to participate on the Internet, it's the blogtalkradioshow.com /NABASSC-URL. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC-URL. Our email address is also DASSC at gmail.com. That's NABASSC at gmail.com. Or you can go to our website and visit and see some of the products that we offer at New Africa Business. That's New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. And it's spelled out the way I say it, New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. And that, and in order to get in contact with myself, Brother Bilal Bynum, or Brother Abdul Aziz Shaheed, that would be phone number, area code 301-234-9090. That's area code 301-234-9090. And our other number is area code 202-903-7278. And that is area code 202-903-7278. And back to you, my brother Bilal, for the final.
Thank you so much, Brother Aziz, and I think with that, we're going to close out, and we will be back with you next Wednesday at the same time from 7 to 9. Until then, we're going to say Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam to you and all, brother. Alaykum.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Just the taking. Oh, I tell you.